Rats, they're an unfortunate but ubiquitous part of city life, and while most of the energy directed at the rodents involves getting rid of them, a team of researchers is trapping rats this summer in every Manhattan neighborhood and then sequencing their DNA. Heading up the research is Jason Munshie-South. He's an associate professor of biology at Fordham University, and I'm very pleased to welcome him back to our show today. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
When you sequence the genes of these rats, what are you looking for?
Well, what we're particularly interested in with this study is to understand the patterns of relatedness between rats in different areas. And the reason we want to understand how rats are related in different parts of the city is to understand how they move around in the city. You may have a lot of rats in one place because they're breeding a lot, so they're building up a local population. But in some of the places that have really big chronic infestations, we think it's more likely that they're drawing in rats from all around from different parts in the city, and so you end up with a big genetically diverse population rather than a small population of all related rats.
And why are you limiting yourself to Manhattan?
Well, we want
more rats in Manhattan?
There are some of the worst areas for rats in the city are in Manhattan, also in the Bronx. First wanted to start with Manhattan because it's an island, so it's somewhat isolated from the rest of the city, and it would be a more tractable research area, and then we could also have the goal of getting rats from every neighborhood in Manhattan, which will be a bit harder doing anywhere else in the city just because of the geographic area.
I understand that you're still collecting rats, but do you have any preliminary findings about how rats live in Manhattan?
Sure. We've trapped over 300 rats now, and we've sequenced DNA from 100 of those rats. And what we've found is that in some buildings that have very large trash rooms and chronic problems with rat infestations, they have huge genetically diverse populations. So it seems that rats are being drawn in from many parts of Manhattan into those buildings. But then if you look at buildings or places outside that are nearby, the rats are not nearly as diverse. They're more sort of local populations that are not moving very far. So we think what's happening is that there are elements of the landscape that promote rat movement to these more favorable areas. One example might be subway tunnels, which are aligned along a north-south axis through most of Manhattan. So rats should be preferentially moving north-south rather than east-west, although the exception would be in Midtown, where you do have at least one east-west line.
Are they hitching rides on the subway or just running through the tunnels?
I think it's probably both. The average rat in its lifetime doesn't move more than a couple hundred meters. But I've personally seen, and I know many other people have seen, rats jumping out of subways, particularly the yellow trash car that the MTA uses to move the trash out of the stations. I think rats are often hitching rides in that subway car because I've seen them on two different occasions jumping out and running through the station.
I'm assuming they also run through the sewers.
Yeah, so actually the two best places from the perspective of a rat in Manhattan are the sewers, especially old sewers made of brick or even wood in some cases, that they can burrow directly into the side of the sewer wall. Then they also really like lawns with shrubbery, like you find in small pocket parks around Manhattan, because then they can burrow into the soft earth there and then emerge at night to feed on trash cans or other food sources. And the subway is probably the third best place to find them.
Do you hope that this research will give us a better idea of how to control rats in New York?
Yeah, I think that's one of our goals. We'd like to understand what elements of the landscape they are using preferentially, and could we change the way the city is constructed slightly to at least limit the movements of rats and keep their population smaller in places that are currently a problem. We know that the number one thing you can do is limit their food, particularly the trash that we provide to them. But also changing the pathways they use and that sort of thing may also provide us another tool for dealing with their populations.
Are they in every part of Manhattan?
So far, we've trapped in about two-thirds of the zip codes, and we always find rats, or at least signs of rats. They're somewhat difficult to trap just because they have learned or have adapted to the types of control that we use against them, but they're definitely present in almost every part of Manhattan.
They won't eat anything that they haven't eaten before.
Well, they exhibit something called neophobia, which is basically a fear of new things. So if you try to use a new food as bait, they'll avoid it for a period of days or maybe avoid it altogether. Once you first put down a trap or a trap station, they'll often avoid it for days, just because of this general, presumably inherited tendency to avoid new things.
Now, do different parts of the city have unique ecosystems? Because I don't normally think of Manhattan that way, but I suspect since it's, it was once a wild island, it varies wherever you go.
Yeah, and from the perspective of a rat, there's also what counts as an ecosystem is a little bit different since they tend to use our urban infrastructure. So if you look in a place like Lower Manhattan, the oldest part of the city, where you have these old sewer lines and lots of buried infrastructure we don't even know about anymore, that's a very different type of habitat for the rats than if you go north to some of the newer parts of the city that have smooth concrete sewers. And presumably the rats are using different parts of the city in different ways. And that's part of what we want to understand. Are there sort of subpopulations of rats that are mostly underground? Are there populations that tend to be at the surface level? All these sorts of things are interesting questions about rats that we just don't know much about yet.
Well, if we put the covers on our garbage cans, don't we dissuade them from coming into our habitats?
Well, the number one thing you can do is reduce their access to food. And probably the number two thing you can do is reduce their access to good nesting places. But the trash can issue doesn't seem to have solved much because most of our trash cans are plastic and can be chewed through or otherwise the rats find a way in. And if you look at street trash cans that the city puts out, there are some newer designs that the rats are not able to get into very well, but the classic mesh wired can is just a buffet for rats because they can squeeze right in between the mesh.
I assume that your project isn't a catch-and-release program.
No, we thought about that, but I'm not even sure it would be legal to trap a pest species like rats and then let them go back into the environment. They're also fairly aggressive and not an animal you really want to handle for very long.
Are you going to limit yourself to Manhattan? I live in Brooklyn. I'm sure there are plenty of rats there.
Yeah, so our initial study, and this is with a new grad student, Matthew Combs, is to understand how rats are using space in Manhattan. But as a follow-up, we want to look at how rats in Manhattan are related to the other boroughs. We've also been working with labs around the world to get rat samples from other cities in Europe, Southeast Asia, and South America, and in China to understand how rats from different cities around the world are related and how they've been moved from place to place and how that's created the particular rat population we have here in New York City.
My guest has been Jason Munshie South. He's Associate Professor of Biology at Fordham University. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.